Okay.
Before we go back to the Gemara, let's talk a few minutes about the Rambam. He's discussing Arichas, the various Shitas in Adam Mul Olam, what type of Oinus? Shitas Rambam and Adam Mul Olam, even in Gamur, even Saras Yo. Type of level of Aveda that Adam is high, level of Gneva, Adam is Potter, and Riva and Yosef, before that Adam Ulaylam, like Taisa, that Adam is Gomer, Adam is Potter, but can Gneva, between Gneva and Aveda, anything Hashem is Sacher is Chayiv, Adam is Chaim Tam Adam Mazik. The Rambam, it's not so clear what a sheet is. And maybe there's a difference in the Rambam between Mazik, between Adam that was Mazik Mamin, or Adam that was Mazik, that was a person, Chayvel. Maybe according to some Achayim, there might be a difference. Let's see the Rambams. Rambam in Hilchos Chayav Mazik, Parag Aleph, Lachir Aleph. There the Rambam brings down our Mishnah. Okay? The Rambam brings down Mishnah. Odom Ulaylam, Ben Shag, Ben Meizah, Ben Eber Yashan. Ben Shikar, the Rambam adds, where we got that from, and if he's drunk. Ram discusses both Chayvel and Mazik. Both Chayvel Adam, Mazik, Mamun. That's in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah gives a case of Sima and Shiva Kaylin. The guy with the general din of Adam Ur Lailam. Medvar Mamurim. Shayashan Chayiv, Lashalim, Mishnaim Shayashnu, Kechad, Mesap, Echmem, Hizgas Chavera, Karabagadar, Bigdor, Abel, Moy, Echad, Yashan, Bacha, the Shalmi, Bacha, Shacham, Mitzidai, Zeshababa, Achraina, Hu Hamuid, the Mizika, Yashan, Potter. So here the Rambam says, the second guy that slept down, that went to sleep after the first guy, and he got damaged, he's potter because who am mu'ed? V'chein im anirach kli b'tzad ha'yashin v'shav ha'yashin potter shezesh anicha hu am mu'ed shepasha. So here got the Reblei Malin. Reblei Malin is medayik. Shtickle, a subtle deek over here. When it comes to No ear? Now here he says, by the person he says, Hu Amud. When it comes to Kalim, he says, Hu Amud Shepasha. He adds the word Shepasha. Yeah? You got it? By the person that slept next to him, he's Potter. Why? Hu Amud. When it comes to him, we put down Kalim, he says, Hu Amud Shepasha. Now, in Perek Vav, we'll get back to this, in Perek Vav, the Rambam brings down the din of Oinus. Yeah? Which is interesting to know, right? The Rambam over here in Aloch Yer Aleph doesn't say Beferish Oinus. He just quotes the Mishnah, Lashon HaMishnah. Ben Shoeg, Ben Meiz, Ben Yashin, right? He doesn't say Oinus. Which is interesting. When it comes to in Perek Vav, a mazik mam chaver chayv l'shalem nezik shalem. Okay, ben shay shaygi. Here to my mom. Right, ben shay shaygi, ben shay anas. Harayu kamezi. Ketzad nafal min agag b'shavras akelim ashniskak shumhalach nafal akelim b'shavra chayv nezik shalem. Shah shenem meru makab behem yishalmenu. So over here, when Ram tells me then that Adam is chayiv even ba'inis, right? What puzzle does the Rambam marshal? Umake behema yishamenu v'leicholak hakasa ben shayig lemezit. Puzzle says umake behema yishamenu. It's not machal between shayig lemezit, right? Our Gemara says petz tachas potza. The rabbi shayi kemezit b'ainis karatzen. Rambam's down. Rambam's talking about niske mama. Rambam's down a different pasuk. Yeah, it says makke behema yishalmenu. It doesn't sound machal between whether it was ainis or not. It's makke behema yishalmenu. Stop it. Right. So where's the Rambam coming from? That the different pasuk. Why does Rambam have a different pasuk than our Gemara? Yeah, why do I mean different pasuk? So the marker of this Rambam is the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesserim Beis. These words of Chol HaKasav is a sugya over here. The Gemara brings it down over here. So there it's talking about so it's not a guess. Let me read Gemara says it. Tana v'chizkia. Make Adam, make behema. Make behema. Lechilka, lechalakta, bein, bo bein. Shoyg lemezim and miskaven l'shein and miskaven. It doesn't say in Parash Einis. Shoyg lemezim, miskaven and miskaven. Yederach yirid, derach yirid, derach aliyah. Lepoyt in mamon. V'namachal, either way is chayit. El chayit in mamon. Ap make Adam. Yeah, even Maka Adam, the Gemara wants to learn from here that even B'shoigu, this can be Rabbinate. And Maka Adam also has no chilk in B'shoigu Mezid, that you're potter from pain. This Kimel B'Rabbinate, even if you kill some B'shoigu and you damaged him while you killed him, you're potter on the moment because it's Kimel B'Rabbinate, you only chayv me, when you do something chayv me, and the moment, you only chayv me, and at the moment, even B'shoigu. That part is not a gay toss. What's the Gaitas is the first part. This is the puzzle Ram brings down. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi is interesting. Because Rashi says, Shum tzad li potim in atashlumin, el b'chol tzadin hu demachayev. Kol tzadin hu demachayev, by Maka Behema, says Rashi, where do we know that? The Rabbinon kol nizakim ba metziya, bebab kama, argamah, pesach espatza. L'chayev ashoi kemezev, oyens geratzen. U Maka Behema, nezeku. So Rashi Grada learns, when the Gemara says there, ma Maka Behema, there's no difference in shoi kemezev. Where do we know that from? Says Rashi, our Gemara. Says Petzach is Potzi, Chayiv even B'Shaygig. Right? So the Gemara there says, Maka Behemi Shalmenu, Loichalak the Men Shayg Lemezid, it means our Gemara. It's not a separate Drasha. That's in the Gemara there is Gebait, it's built on our Gemara, that learns out from Petzach is Potzi. But Derech Agav, I think there's a Diak in Rashi, the Rashi says, Klaim lechakne by shum tzad, yeah, the potter min tashlumin, huh? Lechalakne by shum tzad, the potter min tashlumin. We haven't really discussed Shittas Rashi. What does Rashi hold about Einis Gomer? Does Rashi hold Gaban, Taizis Riva? We don't know. Offhand. Right? Says Rashi in Baba Kamba Sadi Taz. What is Rush over there? Yeah? But it's not Beferish in Rashi. Yeah? I think that this Rashi is showing his hand over here. Rashi says, Rashi says, Kaloimel, Rashi ain't testing base and hedron the masal of poetry moment. Rashi Kaloimel, lechalat by shum tzad. Or Abram, what do you say about that? Shum tzad. It's gradish, maybe another Rashi in the next Gemara as well. But Rashi is shum tzad, it's mashmi even on his gum. No, shum tzad. No tzad that the pater. Or even on his gum. So maybe when we try to figure out Rashi and Taitesa and Bez, we might have a bit of a problem. But I don't want to get stuck in that Rashi and Taitesa right now. Akapam, the Rambam learns the Gemara differently. The Rambam learns lechalak the ben shayg lemezid. This is a new drasha to tell me that Adam Amazik is chayiv and einis. That's in fact maka behema yishamenu lechalak the pasuk is not mechalik. The pasuk is not mechalik. Then the pasuk is telling me there is no difference, right? There's no chelv and shaygim mezayins and rotsin. You know, it doesn't say anything over there. But the Rambam takes this gemara. Yeah, this is what the Rambam says. A mazik mam chaveira chay v'sham nezik shalim ben shayish shayg etc. Yeah, shenemar umakem behem yishamenu v'lechol kakosim and shayg lemezik. Yeah, and the Mag Mishnah says, what about Einis Gomer? Because after the Peregrination, the Einis Gomer, Shekosu Zal, Shupater, that some say that you potter, but Rav Leichile. The Rambam is not Machal between Einis Gomer and not. Yeah? Oh. So it says like this. So Bamas El Chayr is, it seems, there's two parishes over here. There's a parish of Adam, the Shemazik Mammon, and the other Rama has this new pasuk. And there's a parish of an Argamara, which is Pet Stachas Patsa, which is Chayvel, and there, and over there, the Ram doesn't mean on the pasuk, but then we have our pasuk of Pet Stachas Patsa. Rab is Shrek Amazig, and Ayn is Karat. So now. So, Rablai wants a taina. He wants a taina that in the Rambam, the Gabi this shaila of whether he chayiv ein is gomer or not. We have mechayikus teis in the Rambam. So what's it's the Rambam? So Rablai wants taina that maybe in the Rambam the difference between Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik. The Azik the Chayvel or Mazik. Okay, he wants to say the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention Einis in Perek Aleph is because the Rambam holds that if Einis Gomer, you're going to be Pater, like Tyson's. But the Rambam, over there, right, when he talks about Chayvel, the Rambam doesn't mention Einis, right? When it comes over here, in Perek Vav, in Perek Aleph and Aleph, the Rambam doesn't mention Einis. In Perek Vav, when he talks about Adam the Mazik Mamayin, here he says in Einis, right? Why? Why does the Rambam mention Einis over there? Right? Says Rablai, because the Rambam doesn't want to say Einis, because over there Einis Gomer is Pater. So Rambam doesn't want to say that you Pater and Einis Gomer is Pater. Over here Einis Gomer is Chay. Says Rablai, what's the difference? So what's the difference between Chayvel? What's the difference between Chayvel and Mazik? A person damages someone, or a person damages an object. Why should there be a difference? And that's why we need to psukim. Rashi, the Gemara, the Rambam, we have to psukim. Good Rashi says one pasuk. Pesach's Potza. Then it's a Lechlakta, is based on Pesach's Potza. But the Rambam clearly is not like Rashi. Rambam brings down the Pasuk, that's the Gemara Sanhedrin. That Lechlak is a new, is a Libud. It's a Drasha. Zucker Blade, that Makabem Yishamenu, yeah. So there, Lechlakta, meaning the Torah doesn't say any chilukim. Therefore, you potter, therefore you chayiv even on his gomel. He wants to say Rama. Chayiv even on his gomel. Lechlakta, that's the drasha over there. Hashem came by Petz Tachas Potza. So there, Blaise says, why didn't this have a parasha for chayiv? Why is it for chayiv? Other damages a kli, he damages a person. Why should there be a difference? Says your blade, Torah is like this. Because Bamasin, he doesn't quote Reb Chaim, but there's a sage from Reb Chaim, which got to be Negea, I think, explained the Raivin as well. Reb Chaim has a yisoid in at least B'das HaRambam. I mean, he says it as a yisoid, not in the Rambam, which Chayr is Shver, because Chayr Rashi is not like that, we'll see in a second. Reb Chaim says, B'chayvel, you're not, when you chop the guy's arm off, yeah, and you pay him. How do you do the Shuma? You sell an Eved with an arm and an Eved without an arm. What's the difference? That's what you have to pay. You got to pay for the arm, right? Now, says Reb Chaim, what do you mean? Ain dam mechayrin. There's no value on a person. What are you paying the arm? A person is beyond value. An arm is beyond value. You're not paying for the arm. A person, he's not an Eved, he's a mechayrin. An Eved has a value. An Eved, what? Yes. So yeah, I'm going to get to that. I'm being mocked in the first one. Yeah, I'll get to that. Yeah, why in his have a process? Yes, but let's first focus on the Yisoid. Yeah, says Reb Chaim Yisoid. Now, when I'm chayvel a person, I pay for the arm. I'm not paying for the arm. You can't pay for the arm. But there's no value. There's no, the person is not up for sale. What are you paying for? The person not up for sale. Eved has a value. A person ain't dumb with mechayim. Elamai. And that's going around. Rambam says it's a knas. By chayvel, it's even the nezek of chayvel is a knas, and by the knas is potter. Why? Because bad time you shouldn't be chayv. There's not my chayv for damage. I damaged him. I'm paying for the damage. I can never replace an arm. Elamai is there as a kasev. There's a parish of chayvel in Torah. There's a parish of kviyat hakasvir. There's a parish of chayvel in Torah. Yeah. Now. How do you make the shuma? Yeah, how much you have to pay? So the Torah says you make the shuma as if he was an eved. That's just a way to figure out how much is the knas? How much does the Torah require me to pay? But I'm not paying for the arm. I'm paying because the parashah of chayv and Torah says when you chayv something you have to give money. Now, how are we going to make the shuma? How am I going to assess? You know, how much you have to pay him? Okay, so that we do a keel is an eved, and that's how we're going to do it. But now you're paying for the arm. There's a parish, you're paying because you're chayvel. Yeah? How much? Okay, that's the discretion, how much? Yeah? Yeah? But you're paying for the arm. You're not paying for the arm. Mela, it's a knas. If you're married, you're potter. It's knas. It's not like you're paying. If it's nezek, it's poshut nezek, then you, if you're married, you're chayv. The Maisa, so Chaim is coming to answer the Rama why it's Knas. But he seems to say it's not as easy. But if you look at Rashi, the first Rashi in Achayvel, the eighth parak, Rashi the Chayv and Ferik is not like that. The Mishnah says Achayvel Chaver Chayiv Olav Mishum Chamisha Devarim. Yeah, Chayvel Chaver is Chayiv Olav Mishum Chamisha Devarim. Says Rashi Shere Ezikoi Vevsidai Mamai. What was Rashi saying? Why paying nezek? You caused him a loss of money because he wanted to sell himself as an Evan Ivri. He's not going to fetch the same price with the arm or without the arm. Right? So Rashi is saying clearly that the nezek of Chayvel is like the nezek of Mammon. It's a push the nezek. You're paying for you damaged him. Okay? Say it. The Rashi is not a good Chayvel. Rav Chaim is saying it bats him in the Rambam to explain why it's a kanas. Oh, so Mele Fizeh. Lord Blaib doesn't quote Rav Chaim, I don't know why, but I think he's saying the same Yisoid. He's saying that's why Yeah, that's why, Ariel, that's why we need a pasuk. A separate pasuk by chayvo. Because by chayvo, you're not paying for the arm. Right? By nezek, I damage you, I'm paying you on. Right? I'm paying for what I did. I caused you loss. I'm giving you, I'm bimashlim the chsar. Right? By chayvo, I'm not doing that. That's why I need a separate pasuk. Meili says that by chayvo, to chil shakra, pets tachas patsa. So meila, there, maybe we're marba that not only is the parish of chayvo, even shayg, even ba'inis, but meila, what could be ba'inis gomer? Ba'inis gomer, the Rambam will say that by chayvo, ba'inis gomer, and by el chidushai. Yeah? So there is meila to the Rambam. In other words, by mazik, adam shemazik, mammon, there we say, makim hamishal menu, lechlat the Torah, ben shayg, lumez, etc. Hashem came, e minus gomer, you can be chayv. Yeah, that's what the Magmish says. The Rambam is not mechalik. Rambam lechilik. Yeah, Hashem Kain. He wants to say that by Adam, by Chayvel, there maybe the Rambam would hold like Taisus. But it's a chish akra. They chayv even b'shoyge and even by his, but not on his gum. It's a whole different parasha. That's the side of Reb Leib. Now, the truth of the matter is, the fee is that you're going to have to figure out what's going on in Halach HaDalad. The Halach HaDalad, the Rambam says, yeah, Ayah Basulam, Vinishba Shliva Mitachdav, the wrong went out from under him, Vinafla Vizika, and Loi Hayis Mudekis, the Chazak of Chayit, Hayis Chazak and Mudekis, Vinishmita, yeah, was strong, Oishaslia, got rotten, termites, got to it, raise it, pop it. Oh, so Rama's interested in washing. So here, Chayr is Rama saying, Chayr is Gomer is Potter. Right? So, Reb Leib doesn't quote this, I guess, conveniently, but the Ram does have interest in washing over here. Shazu Makabide Shemayim. Right? I don't know why Ram's getting all emotional over here. Shizumaka, Zumaka B'dei Shemayim. Tell him this is an Einis Gomer. What's your papa? What's this? Zumaka B'dei Shemayim? What's he getting all spiritual on me over here? That this is my, you know, Hakol Mana Shemayim, you know. I don't know. So maybe he doesn't mean that the Patur is also Einis Gomer, but here it's far to say that it's a Maka Mana Shemayim. They have really questioned every Einis Gomer when you say that. So, Reb Leib has a nice Shtickel Torah over here, but a little pitbook on the Shtickel Torah, maybe a big book on the Shtickel Torah, is how does he deal with Halacha Dalet? The Rambam says if it was a strong ladder, then you pop it. If Leib wants to learn the Rambam, Odin, the Mazik Mamai, Yechayv Yun on his Gomer, this is a little bit schwer. Now, just if your eyes, so with this, this is where he made more of a Shtickel Torah. He wants to explain in the Rambam by Yashan. So in other words, by the, what we say in the Ramban, right? How does Ramban learn Yushalmi? Pshis and Nizik, right? Because you hold on, he's going to be a part there. Okay. How does right? Pshis and Nizik. He wants to say that that's why maybe the Rambam, this is Reish Shtickel Torah, yeah. That's why the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, when the Rambam discusses Yashan, yeah, I was sleeping first, Yushalmi. So when it comes to when you put Mammon over there, he says he's Mul Pasha. He adds Pasha. So Leib wants to learn, he means Pasha, meaning Pshia and Isaac. Now some guys want to say the Rambam holds like Rambam doesn't say Dafka and Isaac. According to Leib, it's Dafka and Isaac, Pasha. Was it Pasha? Yeah? Mu'ud v'Pasha. What's Pasha? He was Pasheya. So Reb Leib means the Ramban, Pshis and Nizik. That's only by Mammon. By Mammon, the Rambam holds, even in his Gomer. Look, Chalak, the Ben Shoyg, Lamezin. Ben Ainis Laratzin. By Adam, the Mazik, Mammon, we say the Rambam holds, even in his Gomer, according to Reb Leib.
Yeah. So Meila, so why you pat the guy if he puts if the guy was sleeping first and then you put it next to him? Only out of Pshias and Izik. So the Rambam has to add Pasha. Mura Pasha. Shenkeng. By Adam. There you don't need Pasha, you don't need Pshias and Izik. There, that's in fact that he's the Mu'ud, you're not the Mu'ud, right? He's the Mu'ud, not you, that takes away from the level of Inus. I went sleeping, then you came down, you came sleep next to me, you're the Mu'ud, not me, meaning that I'm not Pashay B'chal. No, it's B'chayv Adam, is Inus Gomer, Gomer and Potter. Right? Inus Gomer and Potter. So if you came after me, so you're the Mu'ud, not me, I'm an Inus. That's a Shiv Tari, but I like the Diyag, God, it was a nice Diyag that here the Rambam is a Pasha and here not. Anyway, that's a blade suggestion. So if he's there, we have a big Yisrael in the Rambam. Anyway, this Yisrael, yeah, which stems Reb Chaim, that's a Rambam. Okay? That is a fundamental difference between the parish of Chayvel and the parish of Mazik. That Mazik, you're paying for what you damage, but Chayvel, that's him, you can't pay for what you damage. Chayvel is there is a cost, it's a knas, and the feed the Rambam, at least, and maybe we'll see maybe the Ravid in the Rajwa. Lefi the Rambam, then it's a new mechayev. It's not paying for the and dom mechayev. It's just the shuma ba'al. And that, and according to Blade, that whole chapa nafkamin the lagabe whether the chiyev, that's when you two step sukkim. And it could be it's nafkamin or lagabe ayin is gomer by mama lechelakta. Mean Ben Shaygul Meiz, it's all the same. Like there's no chilk at all. Yeah, like Rashi said, oh, there's no chilk at all. Even on this gomer. Petz tachas patzer. You need a separate pasuk. And mail, it's all in Be'al Chedush, like Taisa says. Only right, like Taisa says, we'll see soon. Right, it's only in Be'al Chedush. It's a chiddush they chayiv for einis kain aveda. Hamela. We don't take it past that. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Oh. So the Gemara had learned that Petzah Patsa, L'chayev Shayim Mezit, L'chayev Peratzen, Gemara Kash, I, we need it, Petzah B'mak Neset, Gemara L'chayev learns out from this Pasuk, L'chayev Tzar, even B'mak Neset, L'chayev Tzar, even B'mak Neset. What's the Chiddush? Echayiv tzar b'mokim nezik. Right? What's a chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? So pashup shab, because I would think that if you're paying for the nezik, so maybe the tzar is already included. But if you just do tzar, then you have to pay for the tzar. But if you know you chopped his arm off, you're paying nezik. Okay, so you know we'll throw in the tzar. You're paying for the nezik. The tzar is included. That's what I would have said. Kipshuta, can you give me chumash, please? But Rabbi Abraham this morning pointed out a gevaldik dig in Rashi, in Parashat Mishpatim, which maybe there's a more of an oimik. There's more of an oimik. It's deeper than what I just said. Why does it happen, Mina? So Rashi says on this pasuk, Pesach Patsa, yeah. Mikra zeh yeseru is extra pasuk. Bachayvul doshu Rabbi Seinu l'chayv al tzar ful makim nezik. Sha'af al pi shenoy sein loy. Dimei yadoi ein poitin oisim in atzar loyma. Hoyl v'kona yadoi yesh olav l'chotcha b'chol mashi yirtza. Avayim noy yesh l'chotcha b'sam shenoy tzar. Yeah, the Rashi's mashma, the havamina, that you wouldn't have to pay for the tzar if you're paying for the arm, yeah, is because I'm already paying for your arm. Meaning, I bought your arm, right? Right? So much made down ben echayrin, right? Pound of flesh, right? I bought your arm. They don't do this, right? I bought your arm, then I could cut it off whichever way I want. The fact that I hurt you when I'm cutting it off, okay, tough luck. It's my arm. That chiddush that no. That no. So even though he bought the arm, but still he got to pay for the nezek. So there's a habamina. It's not just time that since you're paying anyway, since you're paying for the arm, so maybe the Torah wasn't mechayev extra chiyuvim. Yeah? The shot is that since I'm paying the arm, I bought the arm, I might think, okay, this that I cut it off, it hurt you. Say it, it's my arm. What? No, not Bishuz. Not what? It wasn't Bishuz. Hello. He didn't buy it Bishuz. He cut the guy's arm off. Yeah? They didn't make a deal beforehand. He didn't buy the arm. Raj is saying, since the mice, I'm paying for the arm, so it's Kila, I bought your arm. So when I cut it off, I caused you pain. Tough luck, mice, I paid for the arm. Then it's my arm. I could just pull it straight off.
You think you should have paid for it?
There was a havamina. No, there was a havamina. When I'm paying for the arm, I don't have to pay for the tzar. Yeah, we're talking about tzar b'mokim nezek. We're going to argue about mar b'tzar b'mokim nezek. So first I said simple pshat that I might think that maybe the only terrorism mechayev tzar by itself. But once you're paying for the arm, okay, so you know, throw in the tzar also. Yeah, on a very surface level. But him saying no, not actually we see it goes much deeper. The havamina was since I'm paying for the arm, so kila I bought your arm. If I bought your arm, then and I cut it off. Okay, so I caused you tzar. It's my arm. I could pull it off whichever way I want.
You bought it after.
Say this. So he bought it though. It's included in the buying. It's included in buying the arm. Included in buying the arm is taking it off. It's included in what I'm paying for the arm. If you would have done before, it's included in paying for the arm. That was that.
Was it paying for the arm, or was it like a sort of knas after you've done something?
So this Rashi could not work with Reb Chaim. I was meramis to that before. I said so much for end on mechayr. This Rashi that you're actually paying for the arm, right? You bring an excellent point. Yeah, that according to what we said before from Reb Chaim, that chayvul you're not paying for the arm. Chayvul is not a knas, and that's just the shuma. You're not paying for the arm. So I don't think the Rambam, according to B'chaim, could learn like this Rashi.
Then it would make sense if you're in Tzar as well. If you're paying for Knas, because you're not buying the arm, you're paying for something you did.
Right.
So it was a bit Tzar. But if you bought the arm, it makes sense if the payment you're doing is that you bought the kilo, you bought it,
right.
Then you can't do Tzar really.
You can't? You're saying the opposite Tzar of Rashi?
No, I'm saying like Rashi. If he holds it, you...
Rashi says the happening was he wouldn't have to pay for Tzar because I bought the arm. Right.
If the payment is like a knas.
Right. I'm saying 100%. You're saying gevaldik. You're saying very good. According to the Rambam, could never blow like this. According to B'chaim. Right? You agree? Of Abraham. Yeah. No question, right? Fuck. So the Rambam will have to blow like I said before. That I would have thought that's dumb since you're paying for the nice. Okay, we're not going to hire you for the small details. It's not such a great svara, but Rashi is a whole different svara. Yeah.
If we didn't have the puzzle, we actually say that you don't need to pay for tzar because you bought the arm after.
You want to? Is the Gemara like serious? You want to know? Is the Gemara like Is it a Gemara like really mean that? You know, like yes. What? Well, because you paying. I know. I understand that. It was bothering me that. You didn't pay before. You're paying after. But Shiloh, when I say the seven besides, once you're paying for it, so then paying for it includes a tzar.
Also, let's say you guys agree. Let's say you bought it before. You're still chayv. Because if someone tells someone else, they cut off my arm, you're still
chayv. Say it, but it's included. It's included. The tzar is included in the payment for the arm. Okay, yeah. Sorry, what? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Rashi is exactly. Rashi is tosam, right? Warren's pointing out. Anyway, we said Rashi argues, right? Rashi chayvul argues Reb Chaim, right? So Rashi tosam could have this happen. Okay.
It makes it sound like you do something and
first of all, it's still usser. Wait. We're not discussing isser and heter over here. Avad, it's usser. Don't get any ideas over here. I better warn you, chavrus over here. Don't get any ideas. You can't go around cutting people's arm off and paying. Okay, let's get that very clear over here. But no, I don't think so. Just discussing what is the gather of teshulman. That's all. Avad, it's usser.
Chayvul is the Raisim, it's Yisiv, yeah, and Yisiv. Let's not get carried away over here, right? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Oh, so that could be Pshat Navmina, and at least if you're Rashi, maybe Rambam, not like that. Mashmoah, that what? Even the Machim Nezek, Slayat Beitza. Zogtais. Reap of a Shevis of Baishas, Kulu Mitzari Alfinon, the Chayv Machim Nezek. The Mashmoah Chayv, Arminon, Tanav Chulun, Chayovim, Tashlumim, Machim Nezek. Not a milli. The only one moves down. Amar Rav Zirda, Mishmei de Rav, Amar Kral, Patsach Zpatsa. Mashmoah Kulu Yafina, Mitzar. Oh, so here, yeah. So the question is this Tam Alimud that we're learning out all the other gimel from Tzar, or it's more than that? That's the idea, right? Oh, so Rebbe one time, based on what he wants to say from Rashi, yeah, that it's not like a Alimud that we're learning out everything else from Tzar, but rather. The side of Tzar said, what was the side of Tzar? The Havmina was, yeah, that I'm paying for your arm, so then whatever happens, I paid for the arm. So if you get Tzar, or you have to dock the bills, or you have to, you know, you lose work because of that, I bought your arm. That's that, well, that's included, yeah? So, but what is the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon is no. We're not done. That I bought the arm, and therefore everything else falls away, right? So Mela, just like that once we have the pasuk, Pesach pasuk, the Chayiv Tzar b'Makom Nezek. So what does that be megalo to me? That we don't say that I bought the arm and it's a packet. Whatever happens, you know, if I buy your arm, right, and I cut it off, and then you need deductibles. That's your problem, not my problem. But the Kamash Mo says we don't look at it that way, Maisa. Right, and we say that no, even though Keely you're paying for the arm, but everything else, all the side things that come with it, you got to pay for that separately. So once we know Tzar, Mel, we knocked out the Yisoid. We knocked out the Yisoid, yeah. That when I'm paying for the arm, I don't care about anything else that happens. So once we knock out that Yisoid, it's knocked out Lagabe, Ripui, and Shevis as well. So Mel, it's not a limud. Not a leman. Now we don't necessarily learn out one from the other, but we destroy the aside that we destroy that havamina that once I'm paying for the arm, then as if I bought it. That we say, right? Maybe because it's on kind of a bar, it's not mafreya. Maybe that's the kamash malon. But the mela, I didn't buy it. I'm paying for it, but I didn't buy it. So mela, anything that came up on the way, that's you're not niftar by. With paying for the arm, Mela, what then? Shavuos and Baish, once we know Tzar, we know Mela, we know that, the rest of that. That's a very nice pshat, a very good shmak of pshantaisis based on the Rashi. Oh. Now, for Papa Dharma Hassan, I'm a krav rapi, leading a ripui, mokam, nezid, so kul yafinim a ripui. Just question, what you learn out from nezid, you learn out from ripui. By ripui, you could say the same thing, like Rashi says, Rashi and Chumash, same thing, how many was. And I bought it, and they're not to pay for the deductibles because if I bought your arm and cut it off, you got to deal with it. In time of Vertaisis, the Hacham Ashma, the Tsar, Shloib Mokinezek, Pasha Tvei, Yitzchakol, the Tsar, Mokinezek. Here the Gemara says, we need Petsa, Tachas Patsa, tell me that even Tsar, Mokinezek, Yichai, now without this post, I would say, Yichai, the Tsar, Tachas Shloib Mokinezek. I don't know, even Malkam Nezek. Kamash Malan. It's Mashma. That's more Pasha. It's Tzar Shloib Malkam Nezek. Now, you know, you don't need it with that. We know without this Pasha. That was very Pasha. That was Pasha. That was Yechayim Tzar Shloib Malkam Nezek. Perk Chayvo, Mashma, Ipchot. I mean, and Tzar Shloib Malkam Nezek, the Mishalem, Mantana. Nidhig Marazakasha. Who holds Yechayim Tzar Shloib Malkam Nezek? It's Mashma that everyone holds Yechayim Tzar Bim Malkam Nezek. Gemara wants to know who's that shita that holds Yechayiv even Tzar Shloib Makam Nezek. It's Mashma, Tzar B'Makam Nezek was more Pashit than Tzar Shloib B'Makam Nezek. So make up your mind. Is Tzar Shloib Makam Nezek more Pashit than
then Sar Malkinezek, like an Argamara, or Sar Shalai Malkinezek, a bigger Chiddush, and then one has to ask, Mantana, who's the one that holds that even Sar Shalai Malkinezek, you're Chai. So Taisa says there's two types of Sar Shalai Malkinezek. The Sar Shalai Malkinezek that leaves a mark, and Sar Shalai Malkinezek doesn't leave a mark. Sar Shalai Malkinezek that doesn't leave a mark, let's see. In Shleim, Shleim Malkinezek, they'll come on, and we ask Mantan to hold Yivichai that. How do you make Shleim also Roshim? You've done it. Mark gives an example of it. Kvay Al Sparnov, when you burnt him on his nail. There's no there. The tsar is because it's very sensitive. That's why it didn't necessarily leave a mark, but still it hurt. Yeah. And that we say that's a big Kiddush. That's the biggest Kiddush. To say that Tzar Shloim Malkinezek, meaning when there's no mark at all, that's a big chiddush that I wouldn't necessarily know. Tzar Shloim Malkinezek, the Halacha, Hayna Basarei, then he burnt him on his flesh, left a scar. So then, Shenikar Rishumai, but still, Af Chasei Mikasvei. The fact that he has a burn on his hand is not going to diminish his value, not going to lower his value in the slave market. So therefore, but the Maizeh left the Raisha. There is something here. So therefore, that is our Gemara. That's our Gemara. That was more Pashit than Malkinez. That's more Pashit than Malkinez. One second. Yeah? The Tzar Malkinez, the Halkha, going. Oh, so what's Malkinez? What's the third Shlav? So again, the Tzar Shlav Malkinez without any mark. That's where you burnt the nail. The Tzar Shlav Malkinez where there is a mark. And that's more Pashut Eichayev than Shleim Malkinezek. What's Malkinezek? That Kitei Yadav Shibaragla, the Afkas and the Kasme, the Hu Loi Shemina Lei, Loi Mechabur, Loi Mechviya, that's the Gemara on Pei Dalet, that we would know, Eichayev, the Malkinezek, that we would know from the Pesuk Metalmi, Tzar Shleim Malkinezek. Yeah.
Is the reason that it's more of a Kaddish?
What?
Is it the reason that's more of a chiddush when the Rishim is a nicker because Hezek shen or nicker?
No, it's not Hezek. I don't know.
What's this word? Who cares if you have a Rishim? Oh.
Who cares if it's nicker? It's a good question. I think Rebbe Tom Chaim has a shot. No? If it's nicker, the Tsar is nicker, so if it's good, the guy's walking around with a scar, so there's more reason to Mechayev him.
You know,
oh, is that what you said, Chaim? Okay.
Maybe or Bishus, no?
What?
Maybe Bishus. Bishus only if he's
Miskatan. Right, you're not Chaim Bishus over here. I'm not saying Mamish Chaim Al's Bishus. But I don't, maybe it adds, maybe Kilo it's more, but you're right, it's not, the Svar is not so Pasha. Oh, but Maizu Rashi disagrees with this, with Taisvis, right?
Yeah.
Rashi by us disagrees with Taisvis, right? What does Rashi say? When Rashi said, what Argamar said, right? If not Petzach Batza, I need Petzach Batza tell me that even Tsar, the Mokim Nezek, Yechayim. I would have thought that Tsar, Shloib Mokim Nezek. What's the example of Tsar, Shloib Mokim Nezek, Rashi brings down over here? Kavoy Al Zabarna, you burnt his nail. Right? According to Isis, Argamara, and that's the example. The Spitz example, Tzar Shloim Malkinezek. On this example, according to Rashi, Argamar is saying that I need a pasuk. That's more pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me even the Malkinezek. Right? According to Taisris, that's a bigger chiddush. That wasn't given. What was given was Tzar Shloim Malkinezek when he left the Rishon. That was given that we married, but even the Malkinezek. But when there's no Rishon, which is Rashi's case, that says that Gemara Leah says that's a bigger chiddush. So I don't know how to. I don't know. I'm saying I come Rashi zicha not on Taisus. Yeah, because Taisus learns our Gemara the case when there's a Rishon. That's why it was Pashi Chayish Leah Malkinezek. Our Gemara says Taisus. When our Gemara says that we need to tell me even the Malkinezek. And not only Shloim Malkinezek. What's the case of the Shloim Malkinezek? We're left the Rishon. Now it's Pashti Yichayev, and we Mechadish Yichayev, even Malkinezek. Rash is no. Rash is the, but the case of Shloim with no Roshim cloud, that's a biggest. That's Mantana. That's the biggest chiddush. According to Rashi, that was the case that was pushed in our Gemara. So Rashi is learning not like Taisus. You have to figure out how Rashi answers Kasha. Now, look at Taisus. So Gemara says it's extra pasuk. That's why Shema Mina Tarti. We learn now from Petza Tachas Patsa, because could have said Petza Bipatsa. Why the Tachas Patsa? One telling me Tash like Makanezik, and also that L'chayiv Al Shayk Gemezid and Oynis Kiratsa. In time for Taisus, Yalel Minon, Sima Enish Lachaveroi, the Shayk Gebaydis. Nezik in Dal Dvarim Loi. Tsar Nami L'chayiv. The Bahu Kra, the Marbina, Nezek, Siv Nami Tzar. Or there's a Baal Kasha. Before we said that Dal Dvarim, right, that there's a Sima next to Shiber, tells me that Isim Shayg Yibayin is all these things only pay Nezek, not Dal Dvarim. For Taisvis, what's going on over here? Right? If we learn out this Pasuk of Petzah and Pasuk of Tzar, and this Pasuk is telling me that even Shaygu Ainis Ratzin, so then even my tzar. So why are we telling you not chayv that Ainis Shaygu? You're not chayv Dal Dvarim. Dal Dvarim includes tzar. The chayv tzar should be different. Tzar should be an exception because this pasuk of Petzah Tachas Patsha, which tells me that even chayv Ainis, the pasuk is talking about tzar. As Efrek Taisus, Meishleim is a Taisus. The Chom Adam and Sinu Lemifter B'Shaygu Patrina. So he says that Betzim, I think this is maybe Taisus Tosa. Taisus says Betzim, this whole thing is a chiddush. Yeah, Echayiv even b'shoyim. Chomas Mela damage control. Whatever, anybody else chidushai. Whatever I need to say in Yechayim, I'll say Yechayim. Whatever I don't need to say Yechayim, Mechdesi. Right? So Meila, even though Tsar is Nisrabe in this pasuk, but the Ikka pasuk is talking about Nezek, Meila, when I darshin, Petz Tach Pasuk, the Rabbi Shaykh Mezid, I'm only going to use it for Ikka the pasuk, not what's Nisrabe in the pasuk. I think it's Taisus Tosai. It's Taisus Tosai that holds that you're not chayv in his gomer, right? And we saw on Taisus Chav Zayin, yeah, that there, that was Betz and the whole Yisrael of Taisus.
Was the Iker part of the Taisus?
Huh? The Petzatach is part of the Matnezek. You're paying for the damage. We're Marbet Tsar also of the Matnezek, but the Iker Chiv the Pesach is coming telling me is Nezek. So, Mel, when I'm Marbe, even Shaygig, it's going on Nezek, not on the Tsar, which is an addition to the Pasuk. But, Libi Aymali, that Taisus Tosai, because Taisus on Chazayin and Beis, it said, the only Chayiv Shaygig Kamezid, the only Chayiv Aynis Kain Abe, they're not Kain Geneva. Anyway, Taisus said, because, you know, we gotta, Shia is Chayiv anyway, right? The Pasuk is Marbe, okay, we move it one notch up. That Marba even Daima to Cain Aveda, okay, that was Marba the Mazik. But Cain Benganeva Mechtesi. Yeah? I'll make a mistake. What?
Or because of how to learn how to be Hud on Pepe is, because
it's
had to say we knocked it down from
Geneva
to.
Okay, so. But Mazik, okay. That was just the riot.
He was prepared to talk about
the neighbor.
He was prepared, but just I
have
this problem.
Okay, so once we see from there, then we see that the Torah is only nobody. Okay, I'd say it's mochach. It would seem to me that's what Taisviyah says. Now again, we see in Taisviyah, at the end of the day, after we have the right from Yehuda, we see that the reboy is minimal. Yeah? So maybe Taisus says, once we see that the Reboy is just whatever you have to marry, you have to marry. But so now, when it comes to Rebbe Shaila, Nezek, or even Tzar, we say no. Eibel Chedusha, we only marry, but Nezek and not Tzar. You know, Nezek Tzar is in the pasuk. That's why I was just wondering if the Ramban that says Yichayv even on Yichayv Yoyin is gone. According to him, we're not being, you know, nitpicky over here. We're only, you know, being metamis in the drasha. It's a tamiyat in Einis Shachmana Patre, we said the other day. Normally it's a Torah of Einis, Einis Shachmana Patre, right? By Adam, there is no Torah of Einis Shachmana Patre, right? What Petzet Pachas Patzet tells me, there's no Torah of Einis Shachmana Patre, right? There's no Ptorvainus, no means Ptorvainus, here's no Ptorvainus. Right? So, Meila, Fize, Lechaira, once we're telling that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that I should limit it. The Dalad Barm, each one has its own Pasuk. Over here, from the Pasuk itself, I would say it should include Tzar. The truth matters, the Rajba does bring down another Teretz. Rajba doesn't like the Teretz. Yeah, he brings down a Raiva, he gives another Teretz. So I'm just thinking maybe the Rajba, the Ramban would learn like the Rajba. What's the Rajba? The Rajba over here brings down the Kasha, Tais Kasha, wanting to learn out even got a Nezek, even got a Tzar, he answers Tais Teretz, then he brings down the Rajba. Yeah? Rajba Teretz, the Chim, the Shar, the Varm, Shal Chayvo, the Hain, the Sheves, the Reba, the Baishas. But Enon, there we do know, we have Sukkim, tell me, by Boishes, Ripoy, and Shevetz. Well, there we have Pesukim tell me that they're not Chayv B'Shayim, right? Oy Tzad B'Shir Gemura, because it says Ki Natsu, because it says Ki Rivun, there's a fight, so therefore it's not B'Shayim, yeah? Oy Miskaven, Oy Mamish Miskaven, like by Boishes. You mean the Ba'ina Dum the Chi Rivun and Hashem, Tzad Nami, Lema Falgim and Ayu. So once we see that three out of four, you're not chayv b'shogeg. So meila mismara, I'm going to include tzar. So meila, that's why even the pasuk is talking about tzar. I'll say note the same miut, the same pasuk that says that the other gimel devarim, you're not chayv b'shogeg. Now meila tzar gets roped in also. The Rajba doesn't like it. And the Rajba says, no, you see, it's not a package deal. It's not a group. It's not a group. Because Baishas is only if you're Mamash Mechavim Levayish. The other ones, all you have to do is, you can't be Mishayim. You have to have Kavanah. But Baishas is the extra tonight of Kavanah Levayish. Meitu Zimchuvah called Tzarech. The Akarchan Kul Arba Devarim, the Snayim Bechad Gavna. It's not a package deal over here. It's not one group of Tzar, Ripa, Sheves, and Baishas. The Baish Lemischaib, El Miskab, and Afkal Baish, like we see in the Bull Sinach of Zion. Yeah? So Meila, if he doesn't like it. Okay, so fine, but the Rav says, Saipa Saib, there is a connection between the three. Meila includes Tzar. So if I'm right that their man is going to argue Taisvis, we do have another Pshat, and says Kash. Then the Rav goes on to say something which is very, very strange. Okay, which is almost beyond comprehension. Yeah, Rabbi has a kasha, which really not so much the gay over here. It's more the gay and a chayvo, but we are talking about chayvo. Is Rabbi has the kasha? Kasa Rabbi, lo mahutzer kasa kol hani ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kviya tachas kviya. There's a whole list over there. Why do we need all that? Just tell me one thing. So is he a chayiv? He's a parash of chayivol. So I'm chayiv for the tooth. I'm chayiv for the arm. I'm chayiv for the nose. I'm chayiv for the whatever. Yeah. Why would you have every separate thing for each one? Yeah. Says the Ravid. V'dai lichter echad. The men are yinu made them. Sheish nezik. Barbar dvarim. But mokin nezik. I'll know everything for one. Tirtz now. Chol chad chad guf yitzri. Kedei losum es hanezik lefi mashahu. The chiddush, you have to assess the value kifi mashu, yeah, kifi what you did. Shim lekasa vel echad inu shomet kol nezakim by ben gedolim ben ktanim. Yeah, the Torah says, Shein tacha shein, if you cut the guy's arm off, how much you gotta pay? The value of a tooth. Yeah? Crazy, crazy right? Yeah? If we'll just say Shein tacha shein, and not regal tachas regal, kfir tachas kfir, then what? Whatever example the Torah gave, how much you have to pay, one size fits all. No matter what you did, that's what you're going to have to pay. That's what? Okay, I guess at some point we get the message. No? I don't know why I meant to say that. I don't know.
Why can't we just do two then?
Okay, so that's what he's saying. I don't know. At what point do we get the message?
You know? So if you only had one, then you would say that if you had an arm, you could pay with a tooth. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
If I only had one of them.
Look. Look. Today, Loshim as Anez Lefimashu. Shim Loi Kosev El Echad, Ainu Shaman, Kol Hanez. Go right away. Buddha said the arm, and you knock his tooth out, you have to pay for the arm. Goes both ways, right? Ben Gilam and Tan, Kapna to Kalaylu. Sheesh Ben Gedoil and Tan and Bain is up. So maybe answer your question. Yesh Ben Tan and Gedoil and Bain, and we have all sizes over here. So you shouldn't think that maybe this, maybe that. We have big, you know, big Nezek, small Nezek, medium. We have everything, a representation of every type of Nezek. The answer to your question. What's that? What?
Why is the answer to the question? That's either big and small. Why do you need a medium?
What?
Why is the answer to the question? If you're a big one and a small one, why do you need a medium one?
I mean, which one would you go by? Oh, Shemet. Anyway, Bukhaira, raise a pal, man. What? Does it have a medium? Not the guy's tooth out, you gotta pay for the arm, not the guy's arm, you pay for the tooth. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? Yeah? Oh, Elamai, Rabbi Sides, Mucha, the rabbit holds like Rabbi Chaim. Because you're not paying, you're never paying for the arm. You're never paying for the tooth. There's a parish of Chaim in the Torah. It's a class. Punt, how much you're paying? That's just the Shuma. That's gonna be the side what the class is gonna be. But not like we're not paying for the arm, we're not paying for the tooth. So Mela and the Ravid doesn't have any of them. If the Torah would just say, Shein tachas shein, ayin tachas ayin, yad tachas yad, whatever you do, you have to pay for it. This is what Torah decided. This is the knas. You did something wrong, yeah? You messed up, you messed with the guy, you gotta pay for that. How much? The Torah decided this is how much you have to pay. One size fits all. Because anyway, you're not paying for what you did. If you're paying for what you did, then it's ridiculous to say that if I'm paying for the arm, oh, I only got to pay the value of the tooth. Well, what would that have me? Right? But according to Reb Chaim, I'm never paying for what I did. Yeah? Either way, it's not a knas ba'alma. No, I'm Cain. It was a havmir. And whatever Torah said you pay, that's what you have to pay.